Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 9:35.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 9:35. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Rejection hurts. And if not processed through the love, grace, and truth of Christ, it can leave us deeply wounded and insecure. We might understand, at least intellectually, that we're not to blame for someone else's hurtful or sinful behavior, but that can be hard to remember when they're treating us poorly. This is true in part because the rejection we experience today, it often brings old wounds to the surface, reinforcing lies we've developed and haven't fully purged with truth. Lies that tell us we're insufficient or failures, annoying or worthless. As we grow in our relationship with Christ, however, he begins to first reveal and then heal those deep wounds that lead to fear and insecurity, that lead to defensive behaviors that often follow those fears and insecurities. Our Savior sees our hurts. He sees every injustice we experience, and he pursues us in our pain, just as he did with the man he spoke to in today's verse. So this was near the end of Jesus's earthly ministry, and opposition towards him and his message, it had been steadily increasing. Jesus had declared himself in John chapter 8 as the light of the world, stating that whoever followed him would not walk in darkness, but would have the light of life. And when the religious leaders pushed back, Jesus accused them of being children of Satan. Now, as you can imagine, that did not make them happy. They became even more enraged. And then he stated, "Before Abraham was born, I am." And that was a clear claim to divinity. What was shortly after this that Jesus and his disciples, they encountered a man known to be blind from birth. And upon seeing him, the disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Now, their assumption that the man's suffering came as the result from sin, and potentially even from sin the man had committed prior to birth, it reflects views commonly held by first century Jews. Many people assumed that all hardship was caused by personal sin. This means from birth on, everyone assumed that this man was bad and therefore being punished by God. He must have experienced a lifetime of hurt, of rejection and loneliness, and the callousness, if not cruelty, that often comes whenever humanity focuses more on casting blame than showing compassion. But while others treated this man with disdain and maybe even disgust, Jesus regarded him with love. He refuted his disciples' assumptions, and he healed the man. Now, you can imagine the stir this created. And while I have no doubt there were some who praised God for the miracle displayed, that wasn't how everyone responded. The Pharisees, blinded by their pride, unmoved by the life transformed, they focused instead on the rule they felt Christ had broken, a rule they clearly loved more than God or his people. And they ended up kicking this man out of the temple. Considering that was the center for Jewish life and in many ways where they experienced community, that would have hurt so deeply, which is why today's verse is so beautiful, because it tells us that Jesus sought out the man the Pharisees had cast out, and he invited him into relationship. "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" he asked. "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Now I have to pause here. I find it interesting. The man determined prior to Christ's revelation to believe. He was open to the truth, and therefore that is precisely what he received. In verse 37, Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Jesus welcomed and accepted the man that the others had rejected. He set him onto a new path of healing and wholeness, of rich, vibrant, and satisfying life, a life fully centered on Christ. In fact, David Guzik from The Enduring Word suggests the man's expulsion from the temple turned out to be a gift in that it prevented him from attempting to live in two worlds, with one foot anchored in legalism and fear of man and the other planted in God's grace. We may not always understand what we experience on earth, but we can trust that God will always use everything, even our most painful rejections, for our good. And we can trust that the Savior who saw and then sought out the blind man, he sees and he seeks us out as well. He seeks us out and he draws us close in love. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for your deep love. Thank you for the grace that you offer us through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who sees us, who loves us, who pursues us, and who has the power to make us whole. In you, we are never rejected. We are never cast out. You draw us close, and we praise you for that. Lord, when others hurt us, when they reject us or betray us, when they say unkind things to us, help us to turn to you. Help us to process our grief through your truth and while embraced in your love. It is in the name of your victorious Son we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.